As we say goodbye to 2010, I'm inclined to look back in appreciation at the New Orleans Saints, Spain's national soccer team, the San Francisco Giants, and the UConn women's basketball team. The Saints didn't make everybody forget that New Orleans and environs were and still are the victims of neglect and broken promises, but they did give the team's fans a reason to get more and more excited as the NFL season progressed, and then, at the end, the Saints provided cause for celebration. This is something a Super Bowl winner will do. The triumph of the Spanish soccer team in last summer's World Cup was twofold. By outplaying with their patient, imaginative, and crisp passing game various opponents who were trying to beat them up to slow them down, Spain reminded a worldwide audience that elegant soccer can prevail. By winning the cup, the Spanish team put behind them a history of failures as inexplicable as it has been disappointing. The San Francisco Giants produced a similar achievement. For the most part, they had flailed in the wake of the Dodgers, darlings of Hollywood, ever since both teams changed coasts half a century ago. Long the tenants of cold and windy Candlestick Park, a grand and dependable source of stadium jokes, the Giants persevered through gloom of freezing nights and blustery afternoons, an earthquake, and the bloated Barry Bonds in his clubhouse recliner, before finally presenting their fans with a champion. And then there are the women of the last few editions of the basketball team over which Gino Auriemma has presided at the University of Connecticut. Their record winning streak, which ended at 90 games courtesy of Stanford on Thursday night, is not bad for women's basketball, as some have suggested. It is not bad for anybody except the team's Connecticut beat. In the context of sports and beyond, the streak is, by definition, good. One thing you're supposed to do in sports is you're supposed to try to win. You're supposed to do that whether you're male or female, and you're supposed to do it within the rules, which, as far as I know, the UConn women's program, unlike its men's counterpart, has done. So good on 'em, say I, and John Wooden's grandson maintains that Coach Wooden would have said the same, which should be good enough for those determined to downplay on gender grounds what the UConn women accomplished. It's 22 and a half minutes before the hour.
Support for Only a Game comes from the listeners of WBUR Boston, where the program is produced. Oliver Wyman, an international strategy consulting firm with 3,000 professionals worldwide. Oliver Wyman serves global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com. And Nuance, offering Dragon 11 speech recognition software for creating documents and emails and surfing the web all by speaking. At nuance.com. This is NPR.
Should professional athletes serve as role models for children? According to Reg Bailey, chief executive of the Mothers Union charity in the UK, some pro soccer players serve that function and shouldn't. Mr. Bailey has in mind soccer stars Wayne Rooney, John Terry, and Ashley Cole, all of whom made the tabloids in 2010 for their extramarital adventures. Mr. Bailey, who is preparing a report for the Department of Education in London, said that the behavior of such, quote, sports people, as Rooney, Terry, and Cole, has had, quote, a clear influence on children's behavior and ideas of what is acceptable. This may explain why so many small boys in England have been purchasing gaudy jewelry, fast cars, and vacation villas.
You